Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580. We're also available online at will.uiuc.edu, where you can listen to programs like Commodity Week each week and our opening Commodity Market Report, which is coming up next.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's time for our opening Commodity Market Report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Tom Rogers. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Let's start with the opening prices on the boards of trade in Chicago and Kansas City. They opened at 9:30 this morning, and we gave you the overnight numbers in our pre-opening Commodity Report last hour. In Kansas City, the May wheat contract opened at $4.34 a bushel, down a half a penny. July at $4.37, down two. September wheat in Kansas City, $4.44, down one. Now to the Chicago Board of Trade. May wheat opened this morning at $3.53¾. That's down a quarter cent. July, $3.63½, down one and a half. September, $3.77, down a half. December wheat, $3.94, down one and a half. March of 07 wheat, $4.09 on the open, down two and a quarter. May corn opened at $2.31¼, down one. July, $2.42, down a half. September, $2.52¼, down three quarters. December corn opened at $2.65, down one. March of next year's corn, $2.74¾, down one. May of 07 opened at $2.81¾, down a half. July, $2.86½, down a quarter. May soybeans opened this morning at $5.91, down 1¾ cents. July at $6.04½, down one. August beans, $6.10½, down one. September, $6.14, down 1¾. November beans, $6.24, down 1¼. Next year's January beans, $6.31½, down 1¼. March of 07, $6.36½, down 2½. May soybean meal opened at $1.75 even, down 30. July, $1.76.30, down 60. May bean oil opened at $25.30, down 5. And July bean oil, $25.68, down 4. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, May feeder cattle opened down 10 this morning at $101.60. August feeders, $104.25, down 12½. September, $103.70, down 20. June live cattle opened at $75.30, up 17½. The August contract opened up 7½ at $77.10. May lean hogs opened at $67.05, down 22½. The June at $65.90, down 7½. July, $67.05, down 12½. August lean hogs, $65.90, down 7½. May pork bellies opened at $86.20, down 70. And July, $84.80 on the open, down 45.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Looking at the outside markets, as of about a half hour ago in New York, June crude oil was trading at $71.45 a barrel. It was down 83 cents from Wednesday's close. The CRB index at 352.07, down 13. The U.S. dollar index at 85.50, down 30. Silver for May was at $13.90 an ounce, up almost 20 cents. The June contract for silver, when not trading, June gold is at $678.80 an ounce, up $10.30. And the Goldman Sachs Commodity Index, 475.44, down 180. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are about 43 points up at 11,443. The S&P 500 at 1313, up 5. And the NASDAQ currently is down 6 points at 2304. Once again, looking at the current tick on the Board of Trade, things have pretty much evened out. Wheat is fractionally lower. The corn is mixed anywhere in the three-quarters of a penny up or down range. The beans are down very weakly, three-quarters of a penny to a penny and a half. Joining us now for a look at the ag markets on this Thursday is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
We're seeing a little bit weaker open from yesterday. We'll take a look at the export numbers, and you would think that they'd be supporting the corn and the wheat, certainly.
Well, and they are. We started off lower on basically some technical weakness and overnight trade, and then we had another round of pretty good heavy deliveries against the May contract. So that kind of kicked things off, at least on a soft side, but after a few minutes, the markets kind of firmed up a little bit. So we're fairly, you know, we're trading fairly quietly, I guess, unchanged in the corn. The beans are still struggling a little bit. They've kind of been on both sides, though, so far here during the first 20 minutes of trade.
What's creating the downward pressure? Is it weather? Is it a combination of other things?
Well, probably the main factor here is we're off to a real good start to the 06 growing season. We've got corn plantings going at a record pace. You had over 50% of the corn crop planted here by May 1. And then we've got a good start on soybeans. They're kind of running ahead of schedule. And while things are a little wet here, maybe somewhat in the eastern Corn Belt, most of your weather forecasts are a little drier here and does indicate that people are going to be able to get back into the field and resume some of their spring planting activity.
This week we've been talking about how the outside markets have been affecting the commodities trade, and the gold market, again, the June contract up about $10 an ounce today, but there's not the corresponding increase in the commodities.
Well, gold's been a little volatile here the last few days. We've been up and down, and we've had some pretty wide trading ranges. But it's going to continue to provide some underlying support to the grain complex, and a lot of that is coming from the dollar weakness. I mean, the dollar here has really kind of taken a nosedive here over the past several sessions. That's kind of prompted some underlying firmness in precious metals and inflationary expectations, and that kind of holds, you know, the whole underlying commodity complex together. But corn and soybeans and wheat, they're agricultural commodities, and they're going to trade, you know, some of their own fundamentals, such as planting activity and crop prospects and weather and that. But the outside market activities, you know, with inflationary expectations rising and dollar weakness and whatnot, is going to provide some underlying support, as well as the energy. Energy looks like it's kind of cooled off for a little bit here. We've had a pretty good decline yesterday. We're seeing some softness here today. You know, the commodity markets will kind of react to energy probably maybe more so than gold, because we are trying to price the energy component in corn and soybeans.
That is a direct effect on farmers this year, that's for sure.
Sure.
What about the technical picture today? What might we be looking at today there?
Well, corn is struggling. Corn does look like the best case scenario on corn would be that we're at the bottom end of a 10-cent trading range here, and we're going to try to hold in this 10-cent trading range until crop prospects are maybe a little bit more certain. Soybeans, I think, have a little better technical picture. We've broke above some downtrend lines, measured off of the January high. Beans are holding that advance. We have seen some softness, but we're kind of in a 3 to 4 day type consolidation phase. So soybeans stay in pretty good position to maybe try to move on higher, whereas corn looks like it's maybe put in a top and trying to roll down in here.
Mm-hmm. Anything else to add today?
That's about it.
Great. Thanks for your time, Dan.
You're welcome.
Dan Zwicker is with AgriVisor Services. Looking right now at the current trade on the Board of Trade, either side of flat, pretty much. Eden, Kansas City, May wheat down a half at 434. May wheat in Chicago at 353¾, down a quarter. July up a half at 365½. May corn is trading up a half at 232¾. July at 242¾, up a quarter. September unchanged at 253. Dece corn 266 unchanged as well. May beans are up a quarter at 592½ right now. The July is unchanged at 605½. August is down a half at 611. And November beans are at 624.5, down 3/4. May soybean meal down to up 20 right now. That's up 20 at 175.50. May bean oil 25.25, down 10. On the Mercantile Exchange, the feeder cattle for May are down 5 at 101.65. Live cattle for June, 75.40, up 27.5, now up 30 at 75.42.5. And the May lean hogs are at 67.25, down 12.5. And recapping the Wall Street numbers again, Dow is now about 37 points up at 11,437. The S&P for 4.25 up at 13.12. The NASDAQ is still down. Let's get a fresh look at the NASDAQ right now as we watch our computer process it slowly. We'll say that the NASDAQ was down about 6 as of the last look a few moments ago at 2304. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers. Our next market update comes your way at 10:58 Central Time. Our forecast from Mike Sola for today: in northern sections and in central Illinois, partly sunny today. In central Indiana and southern sections of the two states, partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms. The highs ranging from 65 in northwest Illinois to 78 in the far south. Tonight, in the south, mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers. Elsewhere, partly cloudy. The lows from 42 in northwest Illinois to 55 in southern Indiana. And for tomorrow, considerable cloudiness with a few scattered showers and an isolated thunderstorm mainly in the south. And tomorrow's highs ranging from 57 in the north to 70 in southern Indiana. It's 63 degrees at 10 o'clock Central.